And away we go here on this. Oh, see, there's the microphone problem again. What in the world am I going to do about this microphone problem? Holy moly, day number three with the microphone problem. It is Wednesday, January the 8th, 2020, 13 minutes past the hour. And if you're just tuning in and you have not listened all week, there is a jinx in the microphone. Someone is clearly out to get me. Because every morning when I turn on the microphone to say something, the microphone is turned off. Even though it is turned on, it's turned off. So somebody is either messing with this knob every night or bumping it or doing something. But I think it's a jinx on me. So every morning I have to fix it. And I don't know. See, and you say, well, Scott, why don't you just check it before you go on the air? Well, there's really no way to check it without talking into the microphone. You really don't know if it's working or not. But that's day number three. We'll see if we can get a consistent 5 days out of this week. A consistent 5 days where I just cannot turn on the microphone and start talking. I got this little moment where I sound like I'm about 10 blocks away from you. Anyway, here we go. Wednesday, January the 8th, 2020, 14 minutes past the hour. You know, this is the first Wednesday we've been with each other in quite a while because 2 weeks ago today was Christmas. Last week was New Year's Day, so we were all able to sleep in and have a great holiday, great time. I know I did. I hope you did. But it's great to be back in the full swing of things here, and away we go on this Wednesday. Now, just to be, how do I want to say this? Just to be current and to say that I know what's going on in the world. You know what's going on in the world. I know what's going on in the world. Sometimes it can be scary. I hope if you have any service members in your family or are close to any service members who might be involved in something that could be or could not be coming up, I hope everything's safe. I hope everything turns out for the best. And on this show, we're just going to try to have fun. We're going to try to have fun for 2 hours every morning and hopefully take your mind away from that and just have fun. So I know, I understand. If anything big happens, we will bring it to you. But other than that, we're going to continue with the normal spiral of things on this program. Okay, that being said, let's get into our normal spiral of things, as it were. Okay, here's the first thing I want to talk about. Now, I've always said that clearly I am unaware. I really think my brain has gone completely downhill. I forget things that I should not forget. There are things that I clearly should remember that I clearly do not remember. It's very strange. Not that I've totally forgotten them, but what happens is somebody will walk up to me and they'll do something and I'll be totally unaware of why they're doing it until they point it out to me. Then I look like I'm really off the beam. Well, here's what happened yesterday. Okay. Last night I was out and about. I was out and about most of the day yesterday, and a gentleman walks up to me, nice guy, and he started talking to me by saying, I listen to the program every day, you make me laugh, you and Charlie have a good time together, Charlie's great, you know, the normal stuff that I hear when I'm out and about. So we're having this conversation, and the only thing I'm picking up on is this guy is talking in a British accent. Now see, I bet you out there listening know where this is going. But you see, this is how unaware I am. I didn't know where it was going. So I'm talking to the guy, and he's doing the British accent, telling me how much he likes the program, and telling me, you know, he likes Charlie, and he laughs, and it's a great station, and all those nice things that people say. And it went on for about 5 minutes, and I'm just thinking I'm talking to somebody who's British. There are British people who I've come in contact with here in Marion. Why couldn't this guy be British? So we get to the end of the five-minute conversation where he's being very British and very nice about this program, which I always appreciate. And at the end, he stops speaking in British and all of a sudden goes to a totally American accent. Now, in my mind, I thought, oh, now he's doing... I really thought this. I thought, well, now this British guy is doing an American accent to... maybe make me feel better. I really didn't know why he went into the American accent, but I thought the accent was American and that he was really a British person because he'd been speaking to me in British from the time that the phone conversation started. You know where this is going. So we're about to stop talking. He's back in his American accent now, which was not an American accent. It was actually his American voice, and the British talk was his accent. And he said, I listened to the program on Monday, and Taylor did a great British accent. What do you think of mine? There you go. I think we've created a monster with this whole British accent thing. You know, if you don't listen every day, the shorter the story is, we had a very nice girl, Taylor, who came on Monday, did a British accent at my begging and behest. She did it very well. We talked on the phone for probably 20 minutes. It was a great conversation. Then a guy called in right after that, tried to do a British accent. It sounded a little cogny. I hope if that guy's listening, I do appreciate your accent. It just sounded more like Dick Van Dyke from Mary Poppins. So now people are coming up to me in stores and talking in British accents. So I'm thinking I have two options here at this particular point. I'm either now, every time somebody comes up to me and starts talking in a British accent, going to have to be a little suspicious. And one day this will turn against me because I'll actually probably run into somebody who's talking in a real British accent. Or I can just move to England at this point and be done with it. But that was just a story to show you how completely unaware I am of things from day to day on this program. But I do appreciate that he came up. I do appreciate that he likes the show. And I do appreciate that he enjoyed the little British thing that we did on Monday morning. That was a lot of fun. You know, it's fun to do things like that, out of the ordinary type of things. Okay, what else do we got on the agenda this morning? Okay. Back in December, I think it was December. It was either December or November. I don't remember exactly which. But I would say, at that particular time, that I am not the biggest fan of country music. Now, I do like it because I'm not really, how should I say this? I like any type of music. As long as I like the song, I like the genre of music. So the type of music never really means anything to me. But country music has always been a little different. Although, when I started in radio, the main station of the station that I worked at, because there were four stations housed in the building, the main station was a country music station. So I heard a lot of country music my first 5 years in radio. Anyway, back in November or December, I don't remember which, I kind of got tied into a country music concert that I did not realize was happening. I went somewhere, didn't realize this concert was going to be happening. It did. I sat there through it. Some songs were good, some songs were bad. But I Facebooked something at that time like, get me out of here, it's a country concert, I'm kidnapped at a country concert, because it was not my favorite type of music. Well, here's the thing. Yesterday, almost the exact same thing happened. As I was out and about, here again, I found myself at that same place, and here again, the country music was being performed and played, and here again, I was stuck in the room listening to the country music. But here's the difference that has happened in 2 months, and I don't know what has happened in that two-month period, but here's the difference. I kind of like it now. The country music has grown on me to the point where I'm not saying I like every song, and I'm not saying that I would be a huge fan of country music, but I did not feel like I was kidnapped and being forced to listen to country music yesterday. It was actually okay. I was perfectly fine with it. So, here's my new thing. What I'm going to do to try to become more proficient in this, because since I got the new car, and we're going to talk about this later on. Since I got the new car a week ago today, I'm ready to travel. Now, I'm not talking about big travel. I'm not going to travel to, like, California. Well, you never know. But depends on what the circumstances are. But you know, I'm just ready to do something fun when I have a day off. Just have a little fun, take a little day trip, you know, something like that, a little 24-hour thing, maybe an hour or 2 hours from here. And I'm thinking now maybe what I should do is get tickets to a country music concert, because the big concerts are going on all the time in Cincinnati and Cleveland and Michigan, Detroit, Columbus. They go on all over the place. So next time I hear that there's going to be a country music artist of note, or like a big cavalcade of country music stars, I'm going to get a ticket and I'm going to go see that show. I'm going to drive the car right down there. I'm going to, you know, probably get a friend and go to this country music concert and have a lot of fun. Now, my question to you is, because I'm not really proficient in country music yet, who do I want to see? Because I know a lot of listeners out there listen to country music. If somebody comes into the area, who is the person or group or whatever that I want to see? Who would I want to buy a ticket for? Who do I want to be on the lookout for? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If somebody's coming into the area, because I know a lot of these newer country music stars that are big today sometimes play smaller venues. They play little clubs or, you know, little theaters that are not as big as the big amphitheaters of yesteryear. So who should I be on the lookout for? Because I want to do this fairly quickly, maybe within the next month. Who should I be on the lookout for as far as country music to go get a ticket, buy a ticket for whoever I'm going to take with me, and go to this country music concert now that I have a new car, it's a new year, it's a whole new lease on life? Who should I be on the lookout for? If you have any suggestions, give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Maybe this is a suggestion right here. Go ahead,
Keith
caller.
Keith Urban.
Now, he's the one who's married to
Nicole Kidman. Yes.
That's right. Now, what is the big hit that Keith Urban, that you enjoy, the big song?
Oh, God. All of them. He puts on just a tremendous show. His music is just fantastic.
Now, didn't about a long time ago, because I remember this from being in country music, or being at the station that played country music at the time, when he first came on the scene, didn't he do a song that was very popular called Days Go By?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
Now,
kind of like when he was first coming out.
Well, doesn't, because Keith is from, is he from Australia or is he from England?
No, he's from Australia.
Is he from Australia? Now, when he sings, though, he does not have an Australian accent.
I've noticed that British singers don't seem to have British accents when they sing either.
Well, that's what's weird. I was just thinking about that when you brought this up with Keith Urban, that Keith Urban is Australian, and there are a lot of British performers, but when they sing, they all perform in kind of the American lexicon.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
That is weird. I wonder what the reason for that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
So if Keith Urban comes to town.
Seriously, if he comes back, we've been to see him several times, and the closest I ever got to Keith Urban is he performs like in the center of the crowd, and I was close enough I could see the wrinkles of his elbows.
So you were close.
Yeah, I was close. He's great.
Did he pack him in at his performance?
Absolutely.
Really? So yeah. Where did you see him at?
Columbus.
Oh, so he was down in Columbus.
Well,
I'm sure if he packed him in, then he will probably be back very soon.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
I would like to go see a Keith Urban concert because I do remember him. I know his background about being married to Nicole Kidman, and I do remember that Days Go By song. Did he perform that when you saw him?
Yes.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Oh, so that's one of his big ones.
Yeah, he's bringing out new music all the time. He's great.
Well, that's a great suggestion. Well, if you hear that he's coming close, call
I'll
in
let
and let
know.
Me know. Yeah, let me know. Keep me on the hook on that one.
I will do that.
Hey, thank you.
Uh-huh, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, see, there you go. That's the type of calls we like. Okay, Keith Urban's on the list now. 740-383-9944. Do you have a suggestion? I do remember Keith Urban, and I do remember the song Days Go By. That should be the theme for this show, because the days are flying by. The tank's just about empty on this program and me as the days go by. Keith Urban does a much better version of that song. So Keith Urban is on the list of country people I should be on the lookout for, country performers, if they're going to be, you know, within a two-hour radius of here. Who else should I be on the lookout for? Who is the person that I should be on the lookout for if I want to see a really good country concert? I want to be a part of the country music scene. Who should I be on the lookout for? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Keith Urban is on the list at this point. Now, obviously, and I'm not even sure if she's considered country music anymore, but I would say that Taylor Swift would... See, I would love to see a Taylor Swift concert, and I'll tell you why. Because I think Taylor Swift is the smartest... I've said this before. I think Taylor Swift is the smartest person in music, period, today. She writes these songs. They're brilliant because she has these relationships with famous people. You know, she's a famous person, obviously, herself now. But she has these relationships with famous people, and then she writes a song about them, but she never tells you who the song's about. I think that's brilliant. Taylor Swift knows what she's doing. So obviously, if Taylor Swift is coming close to the area, I will be right there for that concert. Also, her new song is so stuck in my head. Somebody suggested this song to me, and I liked it. So I put it on my iPod, and so now when I go out and run every night, do my little mile where I try not to be killed by dogs that people don't put chains on. I listen to this song by Taylor Swift. It's in the loop of my iPod. And you know what's awful? I can't even think of the name of the song. What is that song called that Taylor Swift does? Now, it's on the radio all the time. It's a big, big chart topper recently. What is Taylor Swift's big hit right now? Does anybody know that? Give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is Taylor Swift's big song right now? That's awful because it's burned into my head. I've even quoted it on Facebook. I know what it's about. The song is about, I think, a girl who did not like a guy and then... Or she was friends with him, something like that. And then they became more than friends, and now she's willing to marry him cheaply. She doesn't have to spend a lot of money on the wedding or the nuptials. What is that song called? Now, does anybody know? 740-383-9944, coming up on 31 minutes past the hour. What is the name of Taylor Swift's big hit song right now? Gosh, that's awful. I can't remember that. I'm going to have to look that up at some point this morning. Okay. Also, do you have any suggestions other than Keith Urban when it comes to seeing a country music concert? Because this might be my new thing. I might just be traveling to country music concerts constantly when they're coming to this area and I have a free moment to do it. You never want to go alone though to one of these things. I think you always want to take somebody with you because you just have more fun when you have somebody with you at one of these concerts, because sometimes the concert can go flat, and if you have good company, that's always bound to make things better. So there we go. We don't know Taylor Swift's new song. And by the way, if you think of any other suggestions of country music stars I should be on the lookout for, give me a call. 9944. Would certainly love to hear about you on this particular topic. Okay, we talked about the British accent. We talked about the country music. Oh, here's another thing that went on. Well, you know, life's interesting. I was in a grocery store yesterday, and of course, with Christmas and New Year's over now, the Valentine's candy is out. Valentine's candy everywhere, as far as the eye can see, in just about every store you would go into. Now, this is an idea I came up with last night, because some people need help in this area. And with the candy and the flowers already out in January, maybe people don't want to wait until February 14th to send flowers or to send chocolate to somebody they like. So, if you don't know what kind of flower or you don't know what kind of chocolate the person likes, what are safe bets? I ask this on Facebook, and I've gotten a lot of interesting response. Now, if you were going to send somebody like a box of heart-shaped chocolates, or you were going to send them, you know, flowers, which a lot of people do, or maybe you're going to send them a combination of both, have it delivered to their workplace, whatever. What would you send if you don't know exactly what they like? What are the surefire bets? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Now, last night, when I asked this on Facebook, I had I had somebody who I know very well comment and say that a houseplant... What was it? A house plant and something else. It was a Cadbury eggs. A very weird, weird combination. But that's showbiz. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. Happy day.
Happy Wednesday. How's it going?
It's called Happy Hump Day. Pretty good. You know, heading to work at my usual route. But I did find out I do have a coat. Now, I hired a coach yesterday.
You have a coach?
Yes, this kid that I work with is very good at golf, and he's going to teach me how to golf.
Because this is the year that you're going to become a proficient golfer like Tiger Woods.
That's correct.
We all learned this yesterday.
That is my New Year's resolution, is to become a golfer. At the same time, you can lose weight because you got to walk on that. I mean, I guess you take the golf cart too, there you go.
So
go ahead.
Well, so when does this person feel that the golfing should start in Ohio?
He says they usually start probably around April.
Well, you got a little bit of time.
Yeah. But you can go to indoor golf places. Ohio. There's some indoor golf place that you can go, and you can play golf. So,
well, that sounds good.
But answering your question on your Valentine's question, you can give them like a assortment of chocolates.
Yeah, but you know what I found out with those assortments? When you get somebody an assortment of chocolate, there's bound to be like four or five kinds in there they don't like. So then all they really eat are like maybe five chocolates out of the whole thing, and then they just throw the rest of it away.
Right. Or just get them a card and a gift card.
Oh, God. No gift cards.
Or number two, you can get them a card and lottery ticket.
Well, I'm not. This is not for Valentine's Day. I'm saying if the purpose is to send some, I would not want to send lottery tickets and a gift card to somebody's work just out of the blue. The purpose of this is because it fascinates me that stores already have the Valentine's Day stuff out here in early January, and Valentine's Day is not until February the 14th. So what's interesting to me is if you wanted to impress somebody, say like this week, early January because it's already on the shelves. Say you wanted to send somebody a box of chocolates and you wanted to send them some kind of flowers at their work, because girls always like to get flowers at work. Maybe guys like to get flowers at work too, but that just doesn't happen a whole lot. So if you were going to do that, because the candy is already on the shelf and the flowers are already out, what would you send if you did not know what kind of flowers or chocolate the person likes?
I mean, if it's not Valentine's or whatever, it's like a girlfriend or whatever, a gift.
Yeah, it could be a girlfriend. It could be maybe somebody you just like. It could be maybe somebody you want to be your girlfriend. Or maybe you're maybe you're trying to thank somebody for New Year's and Christmas. I don't know.
I guess a poinsettia.
I think.
Oh yes, that's the only. Listen. I had to say that, folks, because that's the only clue I really know. I don't.
You pronounced it right.
I know a daisy, but what else kind of flower is there out there? See, I'm not a flower person, so I don't know about roses. I guess you get roses.
Well, but everybody does roses. I guess if the person really likes roses and you know that they really like roses, send them. But see, when I put this up on Facebook last night, I got all kinds of interesting answers. And as I was saying, when you called in, a really good friend of mine said you send a house plant and Cadbury eggs. Now, see, totally missed the question, because first of all, I don't know why you would send somebody a house plant. That doesn't seem very Valentine's Day or loving. And Cadbury eggs are associated with Easter. Why would you be sending Cadbury eggs in January?
Well, I mean, a house plant, I guess, it does give you oxygen, I guess, right? They say everybody should have a plant in their house because it gives off the oxygen. But
why not just send over an oxygen tank? And some Cadbury eggs. See, I hate the Cadbury eggs. See, now, here's the thing. That would be a bad gift for me. Because, see, you have to be particular about
this
chocolate.
It's like that rug I got you one year.
Well, you got me a rug this year, and I was okay with it. I haven't said anything bad about it.
This is that last year. I got you that rug. I heard about it for a year.
Well, it's not because it was a rug. It's because of the fact that you were already late on the birthday gift, and it was clear that you had just went over, like, before you came to my house and grabbed things off the shelf.
I was in a hurry.
That's why the rug was problematic. But, you know, other than that, rugs are okay. I like the rug you got me this year for Christmas.
Oh, man. It's a hard person, because I'm not in a relationship, as you all know. I don't know. I really never thought about it, but if I was in a relationship and I, or if I wasn't, if I liked somebody, I probably, personally, nine times out of ten, a girl would like a rug. I think I would buy her a dozen. 12 dozen of red roses, or black ones,
black roses mean death, I think.
Oh, it does?
Now, I'm not exactly in the horticulture world.
I don't know.
But I think roses mean death.
Oh.
I think if you're in the mafia, you send somebody a black rose.
So the black rose is out. So if I send a black rose, I'm done. They'll throw it right back at me.
Yeah, I don't think a black rose would go over well.
Well, I guess I was wrong on that one.
So see, this comes back to the original question. What do you send? Because clearly you're not going to be sending houseplants and Cadbury eggs.
Personally, I would just send a gift card.
You're missing the question again.
I would just say, here's a gift card, and go buy yourself a robe.
Well, no, see, again, the point, here's what I believe. Now, I'm not saying this is necessarily true, but when you have flowers and candy delivered to the work, I think what part of the fun of that is not only that the person gets the flowers and the candy, it's that people walk by their desk or wherever they work and they say, oh, who sent you flowers? Aren't those nice? That ain't going to work with a gift card.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is the honest. I mean, I was just joking around on some of that stuff. But here's my honest opinion. I think one of the girls, now there's certain scents they don't like. But if you go to, Bath and Body Works? Because I work with a lot of women. And one of the women that I work with like that Bath and Body Works. So if you go to Bath and Body Works, get them, like, an assortment of creams and whatever they have there, I don't know.
Right, but
and then put it in the basket and give them the basket.
Right, but what I'm saying is, I think it comes back to the same problem. I think the people like to put them on their desk for a few days. Most people don't take them home. And one of the reasons for having them delivered to work is when that delivery man comes in and he's got the flowers and he's got the chocolates, and then all the coworkers are jealous because their people aren't sending them stuff. And then they set them on their desk, and then when all the people who come see them, oh, who sent you the flowers? Aren't those nice flowers?
They snap a picture and put it on Facebook.
Snap a picture of a gift card and some body cream?
No. Well, you're answering your question. You said when they put it on their desk and everybody see it, that the loved one sent them something. What they do is now they snap a picture and they say, look what my person got me.
Right, and I think that's right, and that's not going to work with a gift card and body cream.
Well, it could.
It's not the same thing. People have been sending flowers to work for people for years and years and years, and there's a reason they do it. It's so the flowers can be displayed. But we're veering from the original question. Listen, forget the flowers. You're not much of a flower person. But you do certainly know candy and chocolate. So what kind of candy and chocolate would be the proper kind to send if you do not know what the person likes?
I think truffle. I think just about everybody likes truffles.
I don't like truffles.
You don't like truffles? No. Oh my God, truffles are the best.
No, I really don't like truffles. And I don't like Cadbury eggs. So both of these suggestions for me would be awful. Now, it's not really about me at this point.
You like strawberry.
I like strawberry ice cream.
Strawberry truffle.
Right, but I don't really like strawberries or really cherries, even though I can eat them both in general. I don't really like strawberries and cherries in candy.
So you don't like chocolate with your strawberries?
No, not really.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah, so that would not be up my alley.
So I don't know, and then I guess we'll have to get you like a Reese's cup.
Well, and again, I'm not the biggest fan of peanut butter in the world. Now, I'll eat a Reese's cup. I'll eat a Reese's cup, but it's not my favorite.
Well, I guess we'll just get you a bag of Oreo cookies.
Well, I think you try to stick with candy, and I was trying to think about this last night. I wonder if
Butterfinger's good.
Well, I don't know if there's... You know, years ago, somebody sent me one of these big vases, however you pronounce that, because they knew I liked Butterfingers. And it had the Butterfingers stuck in them like flowers, and the bottom had the little Butterfingers filled up of the vase or the vase, and it was a clear vase or vase. And, you know, that was a good gift for me, because I'd already told them that I like Butterfingers. So that was like shooting fish in a barrel. But if you don't know what the person likes, and the point here is you don't want to ask them. Because if you go up to the person and you say, well, what kind of flowers do you like? What kind of candy do you like? They're immediately going to know what you're up to. Or at least when this stuff arrives, they're going to know.
What you could probably do is, if you've been talking to this person, and, I mean, obviously, you have to talk to the person if you like them. What you can do is just ask their friends or family member or somebody, whoever they're around them, say, what do they like?
Well, that's a fairly good idea, and you just hope they don't rat you out.
Right.
But you don't always necessarily know their friends and family, especially in the beginning. You might have met them, but you probably don't know them very well.
Right. That's true. Or, you know, I mean, obviously, you just guess.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the point here. You just have to guess. But I'm thinking, what is probably the most likely candy that people would like? Now, I'm not saying you're going to hit a home run on this. You might end up getting a candy that they don't like. But what is a safe bet that you think, well, 9 times out of 10, people are going to like this?
I don't like that it's called, what is that called? It has like the peanut, a little bit of peanut. No, I think it's caramel. The peanuts at the top, caramel in the middle. I think it's called Cluster or something like that. Oh my gosh, that is, if you buy them in like a box, now it has like the package already wrapped. You know, like a bow on it or whatever. You know what I'm talking about. And, that is delicious. I can eat the whole box.
Well, you know what I think is the safe bet? The one that I finally came to the conclusion of is I noticed that a lot of these heart-shaped boxes are manufactured by Hershey, the same people who do the Hershey Kisses. And I think there's actually one that has the little Hershey Kisses in it, and then there's one that has the stuff that makes up Hershey Kisses, but it's made like in a heart shape. Now, I think most people, I have not seen too many people who turn down Hershey Kisses, like at the holidays, or s'mores are made from Hershey bars, and so that's in a lot of food that people generally eat. A lot of Halloween candy is Hershey, so maybe it's those Hershey Kisses, because there's nothing added to them that would spoil it for somebody, and most people do like those, so maybe it's a box of Hershey Kisses, or maybe it's just a box that has the big heart, but made from the stuff that makes up Hershey Kisses.
Well, when I got a flower for a girl a while back ago, it was just a friend thing. She's going through a rough time. I called the Marion's flower shop up in Marion, I think it was. And it was either Marion Flower or Timberley. I can't remember who I called. It was way back when. And a female answered the phone, of course. And I said, listen, I said, I don't know anything about flowers. I said, I need your help. And apparently, she put something together for me. And the girl responded back to me, and she loved it. So that's another option. It's all for a flower shop, 1-800-FLOWER, whatever you want to call. And say, listen, I don't know anything about flowers. Help me out here. You're the expert. And have them... what she said is, she asked me some couple of questions, what the girl kind of liked or whatever, and she just put something together for me.
Well, what I have found is even if it's not the girl's favorite flower, a lot of times what they will like is like those, I think they call them wild flowers, but they're multicolored and they're very bright. And that if those are put in some kind of an arrangement and in a vase or vase, however people say it, a lot of times those go over well because those stick out. They cheer people up because it's a gloomy time of year. These flowers are bright. They're chipper. They're like the bright blues and pinks and yellows. And even if that's not their favorite type of flower, if you send those will go over big.
True. Yeah, good idea.
So I'm thinking it's the multicolored...
Honestly, I don't think it's about what flower they like. I think the point is that you it's a lot that counts. I think it's because a lot of women's brains are wired different than guys. And I think it's just a lot. Oh, this person's thinking about me. That's really nice.
Well, yeah, and that's why I think they set them out on their desk where they work, and they like when people come up and go, oh, who sent you those flowers?
Right. So I don't think it's all about the product. I think it's more about the thought.
Right, but I'm just saying, I'm trying to think, because if you send roses sometimes, some people just really don't like roses. And a lot of times
The roses are the most expensive in the flower category, I believe.
Right, but I don't think that this is necessarily about price value. I think this is more about recognition and what you're trying to say to the girl. And unfortunately, it is more about the girl here, because most girls do not send guys flowers. And I never got flowers from a girl, but I did get that vase with Butterfingers in it.
Well, I, there's some guys that work out with flowers. I don't know what that means. I think it's a different kind of world that we live in now. Because when I was growing up, most guys didn't get flowers. But nowadays, guys are getting flowers from the girls.
Well, you know, if somebody sent me flowers, then I guess I'd be okay with it. But you know what I would like? I would like flowers and some apple butter. Yes, I did get apple butter at Christmas from Charlie. God bless him. So.
And you never even had any of it.
No, I haven't had any of it yet. I haven't went out and bought any English muffins yet, I just haven't done that. So I got to go get an English muffin because that's how I like to eat the apple butter.
Before you get another jar of apple butter, you better finish this one out before it's mine.
Well, no, but I'm just saying I would like, that's something that I would like, and most people who I think who know me would know that I would like that. Now, I'm not asking for flowers because, to be honest with you, I'm not even sure what I would do with flowers, and I think that's why I got the Butterfinger thing. But if somebody sent me another one of those Butterfinger vases, now, see, I would not be against that. I don't even know if they still sell those, but hey, that's a way to go.
Yeah. There you go.
So the other question, this, and maybe we'll talk more about this tomorrow, but the other question this morning with a few minutes left to go here was, being around the country music now, if you wanted to go see a country music performance in Ohio, some maybe Columbus, maybe Detroit, Michigan, maybe Cincinnati, maybe Cleveland, you know, somewhere within 2 hours, who would be the person you'd be on the lookout to go see their concert? Now, we had Keith Urban this morning. And I threw Taylor Swift in there. But who else would be the person that you'd want to go see to have a great country music concert?
Well, I know some people at work that are that they like this group. I'm not a big 100% country fan. I mean, I like country, but I don't follow country mostly. I follow the 70s, rock and all that. Probably I'm going to have to throw in there Luke Bryan.
Well, I've heard about him. Yep, Luke Bryan.
Yeah. He's pretty popular right now. You know, he was the judge on American Idol. And he has pretty good songs out there.
His wife Caroline is hot. Who?
His wife Caroline is hot.
Well, see, but that goes back to Keith Urban, because Keith Urban's wife is Nicole Kidman. And she certainly is not bad on the eyes.
Easy on the eyes.
I think Garth Brooks is touring again.
And I heard that the Rascal Flatts, this is their last season, right? They're going to retire.
Oh, that's funny, because you know what? When Rascal Flatts, when I was working at the country music station, when I first started in radio, they were very popular at the time. And I did hear that they were retiring. So maybe, okay, here we go. This is how you bring this all together. If you really want to be impressive, here's what you do. You go get yourself some multicolored wildflowers. You go get yourself a big heart of Hershey Kisses. And then you go get a pair of tickets to one of these country concerts that's coming up in the next couple months. And you send all that to the workplace. I'll tell you what, then you'll be in. Then you'll be impressive. Then you'll be number one.
They actually weren't in Ohio. They had two concerts in Ohio coming up, folks. I saw that on the internet.
Oh, like within the next 2 months?
I'm not sure if the next 2 months or not, but they said in 2020, that this is their last year that they're going to be together, and it says they're going to be touring in Ohio.
Well, see, there you go. Maybe it'll be
there
that.
There you go.
So, don't you think if you added tickets to the flowers and the candy, then you'd be really impressive?
I think you'll probably hit the gold mine.
Hit the gold mine. So there we go. We've solved the problem this morning. It's going to be wildflowers, Hershey Kisses in a heart-shaped box, and a ticket to a country music concert, possibly Rascal Flatts, if they're around in the next 2 months.
Absolutely.
It's a winner.
There you go.
Problem solved.
problem solved. Moving on to the next problem.
Moving on to the next problem. As the week continues to go on and on and on.
Absolutely. Well, Scott, it was good talking to you this morning. Hope you have a good next hour. And I hate to jump off here, but I have to go duty call again.
Enjoy.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Well, there we go. Now, see, we did a lot of problem solving there. Now, does anybody feel I'm right on this one? Is it multicolored wildflowers, Hershey Kisses in a heart-shaped chocolate box, and a ticket to a country music concert? Now, is that the way to go? Is that how you're going to be popular? Give me a call, 740-383-9944, 57 minutes past the hour. We've still got some time left here. Don't forget Charlie Evers this morning, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then we've got Glenn Coble from 12 to 1. And then we have Nate Redman from 4 to 5. And then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6 to 7 tonight. The Bicentennial Moment for today. Wednesday, the 8th of January, Alexander Holmes, an associate judge in Licking County, was interested in purchasing some of the newly available land in Marion County. He established a working relationship with Eber Baker, who had moved to what is now the downtown area of the city of Marion in 1821. Holmes and Baker purchased 640 acres and platted out 148 lots, which were registered on April 3, 1822, thus forming what would become the city of Marion. Eber Baker remained in Marion and oversaw the sale of the lots along with numerous other land purchases until his death in 1864. While Holmes was instrumental in the founding and development of Marion, Baker remained in the village, which helped him become recognized as Marion's town father. Now here we are, a whole nother thing again. April 3rd, 1822. So, okay, that's when Marion City was founded, I guess. April 3rd, 1822. But, okay, I don't know. And apparently Alexander Holmes was not a surveyor. He was an associate judge in Licking County. And that's why he doesn't get the credit. But Eber Baker was downtown, I guess. So there you go. That is the Bicentennial Moment today. So if you want to know the date that Marion City was formed, April 3rd, 1822. How about that? Well, it's time for a big break. Enjoy yourself. Get something to drink. Get something to eat. Come back with us. News, weather, coming up. We'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Conservative icon, Phyllis Schlafly.
This is Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio at the Quicken Loans Arena, and we are joined by a con, Mrs. Phyllis Schlafly. Phyllis, how many conventions have you been to?
Well, I came to my first one in